Over 150 researchers, organizations, and others involved in the bean industry from around the world are in Fargo exchanging information and networking during the 2019 Bean Improvement Cooperative meeting. North Dakota State University plant pathologist Julie Pasche says the last time this meeting was held in Fargo was 2001.
We're very, very excited to have all of these folks from around the world. And the fascinating part about it is there are both different challenges and the same challenges as we look across the world and bean production across the world. And we learn from both of those things. The differing challenges kind of brings us around to, okay, what can we use there? And when we see the same challenges, it's really more direct.
USDA ARS dry bean research geneticist Phil Michalis is the current president of the cooperative. Michalis says disease resistance and nutrition are top talking points.
A lot of these diseases are worldwide. And with some diseases, which are a problem in the U.S., the expertise is not in the U.S. You know, we have people that work in like common bacterial blight and halo blight, and some of the experts of that are in South Africa. And then the other topic is nutrition. I guess this has happened probably more in the last 10 years where beans have been shown to have health benefits beyond just fiber and folate.
This morning, NDSU dry bean graduate research assistant Edgar Escobar, who works with dry bean breeder Dr. Juan Orsono, presented on white mold.
The most important things here, especially for farmers, are a good point that we have germoplasm that are showing improved resistance to white mold. This could help our breeders out there in public or private sectors in developing highly resistant varieties, hopefully, that is in pinto bean.
The meeting continues tomorrow with tours of research facilities at NDSU. After that, the North American Pulse Improvement Association will meet through Friday. Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.